Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 153.
This is a groove about those days when I first came to New York City, and everything was filled with possibility, endless mystery, and every night was a chance to meet that perfect guy.
The night came alive, summertime back in 95, boys are looking cool. Sucking on bud and shooting pool. Oh my, here we go. Joe was in the front seat being a ho-oh. Maybe I can find a man to dance. Get a little music, sex, romance. I want to party like a monster.
Hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining us in this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, tonight, I just finished watching The Late Show with David Letterman and Kevin Smith was in it, and before he presented his own book, he showed the December issue of A Bear's Life magazine. Well, Kevin just mentioned about bears and cubs who are not the typical gay guys in Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and he really acknowledges that he's really admired by the bear community, so he jumped right in to be in the cover of A Bear's Life magazine. So, yeah, I hope you guys got to see it. Anyway, okay, so in this episode, we have Freddie Freeman, and we talked about Bearpalooza in Nashville that has passed a few weeks ago, and the upcoming Bearpalooza at Sawmill in Dade City, Florida. So, for more info, go to bearpalooza.com. Then, on the second half of the show, Freddie and I just kept on chatting, so I hope you guys enjoy that short chat that we had. And then after that, Ray and I ended up podcasting at Buca di Beppo. We were throwing a party for Jerry, so happy birthday, Jerry. Shout out. Okay, so let's go. Hey everyone, joining us in this show is the organizer of Bearpalooza in Nashville, Freddie Freeman. Hey Freddie,
hey,
how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
It was so good to see you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been very busy afterwards.
I stay very busy.
Yeah, and did you catch some kind of bug after? Or are you feeling better now, right?
I got a little sick, but I'm all right.
Oh, okay,
I'm
cool. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, are you pretty much recovered from the after effects of Bear Jam or of Bearpalooza?
You know, it's so funny. Like, leading up to it, there's all this stress, and we're like tearing our hair out by the time it gets here, and then when it's over, it's sort of like the depression sets in,
like separation anxiety or something.
And it's just like oh, back to normal life now, and
yeah.
But, you know, we have another one coming up in 2 weeks, so...
That's right, that's right. You're going to have Sawmill.
Right, we're going down to Florida again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, who are playing in Sawmill?
The lineup in Sawmill is myself, Mr. Charlie K. Brown, Matthew Temple, and Elijah Black, Kendall, Shannon Grady, Martin Swinger, and Don Harvey.
Yeah, some of them are going for the Bears on the Run tour also. Wow.
Some of them, yeah, they're going on a tour, and they're doing a wonderful job with that. Kendall and Shannon and Elijah and Matthew are going with Babalu and Nakia.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, actually, they're going to be here. I'm excited about that. I'll try to film the Bears on the Run when they're here. I'll try to do that.
Or they'd like that. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Yeah, and I you know what? I still owe you some videos, right?
You certainly do.
I do. Yeah, you're
seeing, oh, video. Oh, Max Christopher. Oh, Tommy John. Oh, he doesn't love me.
Well, I what do you call this? What do you call this? I ran out of tape in the middle somewhere. But I got the whole medley. That's good. I mean, I love the medley.
And, oh, good.
Yeah, I focused on you guys, each of the players and stuff like that. So
yeah, but don't post the medley quite yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay, you don't
because
that.
You know, Prince might sue me.
Oh, really? Okay. Probably I did get Freeman, when you were singing Freeman.
That's mine. You can play that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. And actually, I did that and also did the Bear Jam videos. And, you know, you in your nun outfit and stuff like that.
that's the one I know everybody's waiting to see, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Probably I'll make a DVD out of that or something because it's an awesome show. I mean, everybody participated. We got to see your family. You know what? That's awesome. I mean, hanging out with your family there with Robert and everybody and Jason, Carl, Ryan, and Danny. Everybody's just pitching in, helping out, and it's awesome. I mean, everybody's just working together.
I mean, you know, it's a small run, but it's. I mean, I prefer those. I think I'd be lost if I ever went to IBR. I think I would just be lost.
Yeah.
It's just so immense and so overwhelming that at the same time, it would be fun, though, to see something that big.
Yeah.
But I think I prefer something a little bit more cozy.
Yeah. It's, well, so you're saying the one in Nashville, well, it is stressful. I could see you running around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, putting on a show like Bearpalooza is a huge undertaking. And it's not only me. I mean, you saw everybody running around for that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, dozens of people just pulling together, driving everywhere, running to get things, setting up equipment, you know, just everybody coming together and working together. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
I mean, Bearpalooza isn't like a big money-making thing. It's, we try to get the guys paid as much as we can, but it's not like a, you know, a big corporate kind of profit thing. It's more about an experience and a camaraderie and, you know, expressing who we are through our music. But as we go into the future, I mean, I want to see some things happen with Bearpalooza that are going to make it more, will make it pay for itself a little bit more and pay the guys a little bit more. And Matthew and I are working on some ideas for that.
Oh, okay. Probably some fundraising.
Maybe some sponsorship. Things
oh,
like
yeah,
that,
definitely sponsorship.
You know?
Yeah, I'm really planning to go next year. I want to go again, and it's just
we would love to have you.
Yeah, it's just an awesome experience. Just watching a hot bear singing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that too often. I mean, I don't get it at all. So, it's awesome to see a bear singing and different kinds of styles also, either your country or pop or even hip hop. Like
I was very, very happy with the diversity, and I got so many comments about how, even from people who've seen Bearpalooza a number of times, who told me, I mean, this year's lineup was so diverse and so encompassed so many different styles and really showed, you know, the diversity of talent that's in our community. Mm-hmm. Like having things like hip hop, Big Nug, and punk, Future Villain Band. I mean, they both just blew me away.
Yeah.
And yeah. Naked, of course, was just like a breath of fresh air. Just the combination of like great folk with like electronic beats, and they just tore it up. And all the new guys just really impressed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like them a lot too. I mean, it's the first time I've heard that kind of music, you know, from in a concert like that. So next year, I don't have any plans yet. Right now, you're still good. You want to get through with this sawmill first, right?
Oh, I haven't even thought about next year's show yet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, other than we kind of have some ideas of where it's going to be, but as far as lineup goes, no, I'm all open, and I'm actually, you know, it'd be a good chance to put a call out there to Bear artists because I really like bringing in new people every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's anybody out there who's a musician and wants to send me some stuff and let me take a listen to it, then I'm happy to.
Yeah. And it's going to be around this time next year. I mean, around September, mid-September next year too still, right?
Yeah.
But that's something for next year. But right now, we're going to talk about sawmills. And you just mentioned the... Oh, when is it? When is sawmill?
The show is October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there from the 4th through the 8th, I believe. It's a whole weekend built around Bearpalooza. And we started doing it last year, and they liked it so much they wanted to make it an annual event.
That's my problem. I want to go too, but I just can't go to two Barapaloozas, two consecutive ones. It's pretty difficult to do it. Go to Nashville.
Hard for new things, two consecutive ones back to back.
Yeah, two consecutive runs.
Sawmill is actually, they make it very easy for us. I mean, they treated us really wonderfully, and they rented all the equipment, and they gave us cabin space, and we just go there and play and have a good time. Yeah. So
you're going to be doing lots of acoustic there, right?
Mostly acoustic, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I've always wondered, how do you transport that in the plane? Do you have to check it in, or can you bring it in the plane? I mean, do you
the
have
guitar?
To check it? Yeah. I'm afraid it could break if you check it in.
Well, I always check it. I mean, it's got a case, and I've had good luck with it before, you know.
I see.
Some people are really like, no, I don't want to check it. I'm bringing it with me and putting it in the overhead. But you can do either.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
you have an acoustic, so it's gonna be good. So are you planning to have a session there? There's gonna be drummers. How is it gonna be? You'll be flying.
No, there's not gonna be a fan like we had here.
Oh, okay. It's not gonna be a full band. This is like last year.
It's gonna be mainly acoustic. For my set, we're gonna have a couple of acoustic guitars. Jay playing the djembe. Don Harvey is gonna play bass. I have Josh on the violin. So it's going to be a really fun sound.
Yeah.
It's just going to be more of an unplugged kind of thing.
I really like Josh doing the violin thing. He's so talented.
He's wonderful.
He's really awesome. He's very accommodating too there during Bear Jam. He's a very nice guy. I like him a lot.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. This is going to be on October 6th. I keep losing the dates. And it's going to be.
And you can still book cabin space. I mean, they still do have space for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no charge for the concert. It's included if you go to Sawmill. I mean, if you go to Sawmill and you, they have day passes, they have, you can rent cabins, there's tent space. So if you go to their website, which is flsawmill.com, I believe. Let me just double check that. Right.
Is it right? Yeah.
Is that right?
Is Jay there?
Yeah, Jay's here.
Hi, Jay.
Say hi to Maynard for a minute.
Hi, Nard.
Hi. Or should I say Lil Fuzz?
I just sit back in the background and listen, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's flsawmill.com. It's flsawmill.com.
Awesome. Yeah, put that.
And like I said,
link.
If you're in the area, it's in Dade City, Florida. It's right above Tampa. So if you're in that area and you just want to come in for the day, they do have day passes. You can rent a tent space, or they have cabins, and it's a great place. It's a wonderful place, and there's even some clothing optional areas, which is a lot of fun.
Come on down. You guys gonna perform in the nude? I asked you that before, but you said you were trying to. You gonna try again this year?
I know I was going to, but it just I don't know. It just didn't. It just didn't seem appropriate. Like,
yeah.
Because it's not like everyone's like naked everywhere.
Uh huh.
Like just around the pool and like some trail areas and stuff like that.
Ooh, the trail areas again. I heard about that. Uh huh. I think Kendall's
gonna we're going to have the after concert at the Trails.
Oh, okay. He's going to play there. A different kind of play. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's going to be in Florida, Dade City. And I'm going to miss it again. I missed it last year. I thought I could make it today, this coming week. But back-to-back for me. But maybe people from Florida. Maybe we can ask the Fall Monkeys guy or James and the others to go to.
Oh, they came last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
so. Maybe
James
they'll come
is
again.
Yeah,
they had a good time last year. They made a lot of great videos. James made some great videos last year.
Yeah, I think he's going. Yeah, I've been talking to him
again. But luckily, I'm getting over it because last year, you heard that I was in the hospital with pneumonia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right before we went to Sawmill, and I was so sick when we went down there. So when I started to get sick 2 weeks before the show, I was like, oh my God, it's happening again. It's happening again. No.
Okay. During Bear Jam, you know there was some kind of... It's somehow jinxed for the past Bear Jams. This year, there were no jinxes. It was okay, right?
There was. You just didn't hear about them.
Oh, really? The last one? The last three weeks ago.
You were at.
Yeah? What happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there was... let's start with getting to the equipment rental place and being told they don't rent equipment anymore. And then finding out that we had to put this huge guarantee down at the other place that was renting us some stuff. And just, like, there was a lot of panics.
Oh, okay.
But we got through them, and nobody knew.
Nobody knew. Oh, that was transparent. Yeah, okay. I didn't know about it, so...
And the reason why it went so smoothly and nobody knew is because we are used to it at this point, because it's become a joke. It's become the annual Bearpalooza freakout.
Okay.
So when it happened, I called Robert Smith on the phone, and I said, are you ready for the annual Bearpalooza freakout? And he said, let me have it. And I told him.
And you told him they don't rent out. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we dealt with it from there. Because like I said, it's become this joke. And like we know that no matter what happens, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. So.
And this time at Sawmill, the only... thing is that you might just be... I hope you're not sick by then when you reach Sawmill.
No, I'm really actually getting over it right now.
Have you tried Zicam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I tried that. Jade's got me on Mucinex right now, which is probably why I'm coughing, because it's bringing it all up.
Yeah. I heard it from Jeff from... used to be Salt Lake City. He moved to Minneapolis.
Right.
Jeff was telling me about it before, and Zicam is good. Although Zicam's not paying for this... You know, it's not a sponsor, but they're good, very good. They're awesome. Okay, so what's your future plans? I mean, what's the future plan for Bearpalooza? Anything about going back to other cities like New York or D.C. or Seattle or what?
Things happen so fast with Bearpalooza that I don't really have time to plan ahead that much with it.
Okay.
I get offers to do certain things, and then I deal with that, and then somebody else offers something else, and then, you know, it just sort of falls into place. Mm-hmm. I would like to go back to New York. I mean, I think I can say this now. I'm negotiating something with Bear Track right now.
Awesome, yeah.
It's been pretty much, yeah, we're doing it.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
We don't know exactly... the scale of the show yet, or who's going to be involved, but there is going to be some kind of unplugged acoustic kind of thing on the Sunday of Bear Trek.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be sponsored by Bearpalooza, so I will be there, and I'll probably be utilizing probably more New York area talent.
Oh, okay, like Max.
Like Max.
Max and Go, yeah.
And like Naked. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know they're in the East Coast. Okay.
Oh yeah, they're in New Jersey.
I didn't know.
So that's probably what I'll be focusing on.
Actually, yeah, that's what Steve-O and I were talking about last week.
In our
previous podcast that it's bringing Bearpalooza to Bear Trek. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Him and I just have to hammer out the details and how it, you know. Like I said, I don't know the scale yet. I don't know whether it's going to be just a few artists or, you know, more like the one we did here. I'm not sure about that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we will be there.
That'll be awesome. I mean, I wish I could go there. I'm thinking of going next year. Oh, that's going to be May. I might be able to get to that. Yeah, I might be able to get there.
Yeah, you should come.
Yeah. You might need a roadie or something. I'm going to roadie for you.
you can make a film.
Yeah, I could do that too.
You can make the Bearpalooza documentary.
Oh my gosh. And then it's going to be like reality show, and then I'll be interviewing each, and then there's going to be a little bit drama. No, we're not going
to
do that.
There has to be drama.
Oh, there has to be drama, okay.
If there isn't any, we'll make it up. Just make up some beef, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
Well, thank you very much, Freddie, for being in the show again. And
it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll keep recording and stuff. What's the website again? I mean, websites that our listeners can visit so they can...
Go to bearpalooza.com. It's www.bear, bearpalooza.com. Right. Bearpalooza.com. There's information and links there to book your reservations at Sawmill, and links to the artist's web pages, and lots of fun information. And they all have clips on their MySpaces and things like that. And it's a great time. So come on down.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay, so yeah, guys, check out bearpalooza.com. All right, time for some bear events. Chumley's Bear Cruise 2007 on October 21st to 28th. Yes, departing Fort Lauderdale for sparkling ports of call, St. Thomas, St. Martin, and private island Princess Cays. Enjoy the travel, exclusive Chumley's Bear Cruise events, group dining option, and all onboard meals. Actually, this is the same cruise that my friends Jerry and Joe from San Antonio, they're going to go to this cruise, and yeah, I'm really jealous. I've never been to a cruise before. Okay, so for more info, you can email Paul Stahlbaum at paul@universal-travel.com if you guys want to reserve. I don't know if they still... I think they're still accepting reservations. And according to my friend Jerry, they're expecting about 200 people there, I think. That's so far that they have. Okay, so just go to bearcruises.com and look at the schedule, and you'll find the details on how to book Chumley's Bear Cruises. How about in Oldenburg, Germany, 6th Oktoberfest Mannerfabrik. Just excuse my German. I don't speak German. Okay, it's going to be the bear event of the year in the northwest of Germany. Take a look at the galleries and the schedule at our website to get informed in detail. Saturday, October 20th. It's going to be October 20th. So Saturday, October 20th to 10 p.m., Oktoberfest party. And then on Sunday, October 21st to at 11 a.m., Bear Brunch at Schwan. And yeah, so go to mannerfabrik.de for details. Next event is Bear Trap 07, Scare Trap. That's the name. I think that's your theme. Scare Trap Rally, North Carolina, October 25th. Bear Trap is a bear run put on by the Carolina Bear Lodge and Flex Nightclub. The theme this year is Scare Trap. It's kind of scary. Scare Trap because of Halloween weekend. Bear Trap returns back to the Clarion Hotel. So for more details, go to carolinabears.com. Now let's go back to the show. I have a few shout-outs, guys. Danny from L.A. Yeah, I've been exchanging emails with him. And, yeah, it's good to meet you, Danny. And who else? Roel, who posted on the website. I think he's friends with Ray. So thank you for posting, Roel. Jeff from Vermont. He's my friend who joins us for the Chaser Show. And Tommy Johns, who will be on the next episode, will be talking about heading into tomorrow. And he's going to be my guest. Okay, so that's it, guys. If you're listening to the show through Bear Radio, we'll catch you guys next week. And if you're listening through Bear City, and if you're or if you're subscribed to the feed, yeah, you'll be hearing the whole show. Stick around. So there's going to be more audio, some more juicy audio, just us chatting, Freddie Freeman and Ray. And yeah, so stick around. Okay, so if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and log on to bearcity.com. That's Bear, C-I-T-I. You can chat with your friends while listening to the show. And visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and leave a voice message, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, we'll play it in the show. And subscribe by iTunes, and please leave a review so we can be pushed further up in the society and culture page. Friend us on myspace.com/bearpodcast. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs. Baby, baby.
All right, this is the part where we get crazy. Okay, so coming up is Freddie Freeman and myself just chatting away about, you know, Japanese culture and stuff. Hope you guys like it.
Okay, wow, that was awesome. I mean, that we should, you know, go out this coming Thursday and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're still recording and stuff, so you
okay.
know, just to chat some more.
So this is the extended version.
It's kind of extended version outside the Bay Radio Network. Yeah. So what are you guys doing now? I mean, just relaxing at home because you're really just.
I'm just trying to recuperate.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what, Nard? What's sad to say is that the Heroes premiere is on in half an hour. So.
Oh, that's right. I know that too. I'm aware of that. Because
I know Nard's going to be watching it.
And that's way more important than this interview with you. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. I'm excited about it. I mean, I want to see what's going on with, Peter Petrelli and...
No, I'm excited to see Hero in Ancient Japan.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
Because I am a huge Japan freak.
You are? I mean, like anime or just really the culture?
Just the culture. The only problem is I don't like seafood.
Okay.
So I go to a Japanese restaurant and I order chicken teriyaki.
Okay. That kills it. You have to be there, you know, sushi and...
I can't stand any seafood. I don't know why. It just makes me, like, want to gag.
Oh, okay. You don't like bait. Okay, so, yeah, Japanese food, but I like them all. Yeah.
Let me just put out into the universe, since we're talking about Japan.
Okay.
I have this wild and crazy idea that there's a bear club in Japan that wants to bring American bears over to do music. And that way I'll get to go to Japan and my dream will come true.
Oh, wow. That's a good dream. Well, okay. I don't know about... I think there is a bear club there. A Japanese bear club. As far as I know, there is one.
Yeah?
And then there's also this porn. Because I had... I don't know if you know Venice Cub from Bear Films.
Yeah. I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, and we were podcasting back in TBRU, and we were talking about Japan. He was supposed to go to Japan to film, to do a film.
Yeah.
To do a porn film with the Japanese bears. Imagine that. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I will do a porn to go to Japan.
You will.
I would do a lot of things to be able to go to Japan.
But they were saying there, if they do porn there, they're going to blur out your crotch.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's okay, right?
Whatever, as long as I get to go to Tokyo, I don't care.
Ah, okay. You want to study ninjutsu or something? Or be there for...
No.
No? You just want to travel around?
No. I mean, I think the main reason I want to go to Japan is because I think it's the culture in the world. It's the most blended of ancient and modern.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way that the Japanese take things from other cultures and sort of twist them and like assimilate them and make them kind of strange. You know what I mean?
And they're very strict.
Yeah.
Very disciplined. Yeah.
Well, so. They have an interesting dichotomy with that. Like, on the surface, on one hand, it is very strict. And then on the other hand, they can cut loose very wildly as well.
Yeah, when they relax,
seems to be like a land of like of what
they when they relax, when they loosen up, they go all out. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Japan just seems to me to be like a place that like embodies like paradox and contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
It fascinates me.
So, do you plan any trip maybe in the future?
I'd love to, but it's like the most expensive place you can visit. Yeah.
Actually, you know what's funny? On the way to the Philippines, I went home last 2005. I went back to Manila, and there's a stopover in Japan.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was thinking, I'm in Japan, I will eat Japanese food. So I went there, I had to change my $20 into something like 1,000 yen, something like that.
Yeah.
And I bought food for 600 yen, something like that. So
right.
I bought this noodle soup and stuff like that. So I was able to get it. I was able to try Japanese food. And it tastes like the Japanese food here, I guess. Or I don't know. So,
well, Japanese food is very, you know, it's in the subtlety. It's in the presentation. There's not a lot of very, you know, spicy, bold flavors, except for, like, you know, what's that stuff? The green stuff. Wasabi.
Oh, wasabi, oh, yes. Oh, that's what you need right now. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Wasabi.
Actually, I wish I had some ginger, but the store didn't have any.
Wow, okay.
Fresh ginger. Best thing for a cold.
Ginger, really? Oh, make a, like, something like, you can do that too with, you boil a ginger. Is that right. What you do? What you're going to do? You're going to boil ginger?
Yeah, you just boil the ginger and you drink the water.
Yeah. And put some Equal or sugar.
Oh, it hurts so good.
Yeah. Actually, right now I have some kind of a sore throat too right now. So I took Zicam and trying to get rid of it. Okay. So, all right. I guess, are you going to get ready for, you guys eat dinner already? Or just about?
No, I'll eat while I'm watching Heroes.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to do that too. I'm going to have some ramen noodles. See? Japanese.
Yeah, see what I did? See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should send you a video.
But if there's anybody in Japan listening out there who wants a hefty, really cute musician to come to Japan and you want to be my patron, oh, I'd love to come and see you.
All right.
Nihongo wa sukoshi dekimasu.
Oh my God, you speak Japanese?
A little bit.
You studied
That's
it.
What I just said. I just said I speak a little Japanese.
Oh, God. You can just go around, you know, Tokyo saying that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you even try to speak Japanese, Japanese people are so impressed.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh my God, they're freaked out that you're even trying.
Okay.
And they're like praising you up and down.
Ah. But it shows respect to their culture, respect to their language.
Yeah.
And also, always good in business. Yeah, it's
right.
Yeah, if you're doing business, especially in Japan, it's best to learn their language so you could, you know.
Most people in Japan speak English, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they have to, unlike here, they have to learn a foreign language in school.
That's right.
Here, it's an elective.
Yeah. I almost studied the Spanish before in college, but they didn't offer it in my college, so I only know native language, Filipino, and English. That's right. About it.
Did you have to learn English in Philippines?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I learned it on the way here on the plane. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
No. It's the medium of instruction. It's how they teach.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you know. Oh, science in English, math in English, everything's English. So that's pretty much how we learned. Wow, we're geeking out on Japanese culture.
Yeah.
And very soon it's going to be Heroes. I'm excited. Oh, you got to watch Journeyman, too. The one after that.
I don't know what that is.
It's supposedly a guy who goes back and forth in past and the future, something like that.
Oh, that sounds awesome. But you know what? I only got hooked on Heroes by accident.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't like being hooked on the show.
Oh,
no matter how good it is.
Why not?
I hate feeling like I've got to go watch something. Jay was saying something about Journeyman. Oh, he said USA Today said it sucked.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, you let it pass about three or four episodes, and then you judge it.
Right, yeah. Right.
You cannot really say it in the first episode.
So it could be good, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, I really thank you again for being in the show. Okay, so, yeah, I will keep in touch. Hey, I'll send you the videos, okay?
Oh, yeah, so, please. I want to see them.
So you're saying not the medley, but the Freeman one. It's good.
Yeah. Well, okay. Send me the medley.
Send
I want
to
see
medley.
It.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, not, I need to broadcast something to their audience. So not the medley, but Freeman. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'd love to see everybody up there, you know, doing the choir thing. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
And Michael West is just so sweet. I got to talk to him that Sunday.
You what?
I got to talk to him last Sunday before I left.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay, next year I'm going to have Monday off instead of Friday off. So, you know,
good.
You know, the whole Sunday thing. We could I could hang out some more and probably help out. Okay, so go watch Heroes, and I'm going to watch Heroes, and I hope you get well soon.
Had a great time. I really appreciated, you know, talking about some stuff like Japan and stuff.
Yeah. And we'll talk more, email and stuff like that. Okay, get well, and say hi to Jay. And
bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's always fun having Freddie in the show. And just
just chatting with him is always great. So, guys, check out bearpalooza.com, okay? Next audio would be Ray and myself podcasting at Bukat de Beppo. It's Jerry's birthday. Happy birthday, Jerry. Okay, so... Okay, the audio is really free form. There's really no format. We were just chatting and stuff like that. If you get bored, I don't know, just maybe, you know, do something else while you're listening. I don't know. But if you're driving, just listen up. We're just really chatting about geek stuff, heroes, and movies that we watched during the Gay Film Festival here in Houston. Okay, so hope you guys enjoy.
Okay, we're recording now.
Oh, we're recording.
Yes.
Oh,
hey guys.
Welcome to Bear Podcast.
Yes,
podcast for bears and cubs.
Yes, this is Nar.
There's lots of chasers. Oh.
And this is Ray. Hey, Ray.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, so we are here celebrating Jerry's birthday here at the...
Jerry T, not Jerry C.
Jerry T, yeah. We're celebrating Jerry's birthday here at Bukat de Beppo. We are in the Popper's Room.
Popper. You and Jose, y'all still at the ripcord, I guess, huh? Doing poppers and ordering long analyzed teas.
Yeah. This is funny how we... Is the waiter straight? I think he's gay.
I don't know. Oh, salad's here.
Ooh, the salad. Salad's here. Is that for us?
Yes, that's for us.
You ordered that?
Start rolling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to go for a salad. Anyway, okay, so we're here. Oop. Get your plate. Thank you.
Now y'all.
Yeah. We couldn't record yesterday because you were out watching a video.
No, movie. Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Yeah.
Watching The Shelter.
Okay.
Which is a very good movie. About surfer boy finding a boyfriend who happened to be Brad Rowe.
Is he your type?
Oh, both of them are my type.
Oh, okay, fine.
Pretty much the whole cast is my type. So.
Like last week, what was it? Friday, we watched The Witnesses.
Witnesses?
So, yep. So in the Angelica Theater, we watched Gay Lesbian.
Yeah, and then Saturday was...
God, the whole week you guys watched it?
The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
The whole weekend you guys were watching these films?
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday I watched the documentaries, the Spanish selection, and then the... What was the one after that?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Hello.
I can't remember what the name of the one was Sunday. John, what's the name of the movie Sunday night?
I have no idea.
There's the very nice NC-17 French movie that had all the Frenchmen running around naked, showing everything. That was very nice.
Okay.
And then the last night was The Shelter, yeah.
What did they do? I just stayed home, actually, Sunday. No, wait. What did they do? Yeah. Did the yard work, so nothing exciting. Not as exciting as yours. Anyway, so you should greet. You should ask him, tell him happy birthday. The birthday boy.
Jerry, yeah. Do you have any comments?
No.
Are you surprised today on your birthday? No?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. You don't look so surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised that you're podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Jerry, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. You're red. Why are you red?
It must be the lines.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so everybody's had salad. Are you going to get salad?
Yes.
Okay, let's get salad.
Let's pause and then...
Yeah, people keep going. Keep going.
November. Israel.
You can interview Chris. Yes, we interview Chris.
I don't ask him.
Interview Chris, the youngest guy at the table. The hottest guy at the table. We're the oldest guy at the table.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry, not Israeli. Go ahead. Not me.
Henry.
Not me. It's not
the coronavirus.
I'm trying to get
Israeli.
Huh?
Oh, that's
Tony,
yeah.
It's Israeli. No, I don't know. Basically, it's real.
We had a little guy this time. The bartender is just a little busy. Does everybody have plates? Get some refills.
Yeah.
We'll see. Do we announce who all we had here? We had Jose. We got Paul. We got my baby.
Aw, John.
We got my future baby.
Aw.
We got Tony.
Hey!
Hi, Tony.
Hi,
Patrick,
podcast.
Jerry, Ray, Maynard, Clay, and Chris.
Yeah, just about, how many of us? Ten
and
of us.
The Pope.
And the Pope is here.
John Paul, the late
Pope. The late Pope John Paul is joining
days.
Us.
11 days.
Right. Oh, salad.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Two joiners.
This is mozzarella?
A little bit of pan-fried mozzarella.
Thank you.
I want a Rolex.
What's this?
That's fried cheese. You can't
have
that.
Oh, can't have that. No.
So far, so good.
Lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose intolerant. Can't have cheese.
Let me get some more quick.
That's cheese. I'm
gonna
have ketchup.
Hey, what's
that? You need to hurry up. Hold off.
Is that the
more?
Okay, what's that one?
Well, that's polenta. You might want to try that.
So it's... It's, what do you call this?
Fried cornbread.
It's, oh, cornbread. Yeah.
I don't know
who's
Oh, sorry.
There's a big lazy Susan here, going around, looking at the Pope.
Wow.
Okay, whose drink is which?
I think this is mine because...
The right most? Okay.
Is this mine?
Okay, I'll try some of this. It's cornbread. Thank you. Okay, just a little. So it's cornbread with... What the, is it pumpkin? What is this?
Try it, James. You might like it.
Try it.
James doesn't eat anything. That's Justin.
So, what do you think of the... Heroes last night.
Save Peter Petrelli, save the world.
Oh, gosh. He's half naked.
Chained in a container.
What looking for?
Short hair, all puffed up. I'm all about it.
Actually, I like his haircut. I like his haircut short like that. Instead of just the old hair with the kiss me hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That I'm a cute little college frat boy just got out of school, do you? He saved the world now. He's got to turn into a man.
I thought I was going to get to know.
Okay,
of course. The cop, Greg Gunberg, or Matt Parkman is there. He didn't go naked, though.
I think him and... what's his name? The Indian guy.
The new guy?
The Indian guy.
Suresh.
Him and Suresh, they're lovers now. They're living together with raising a daughter. I thought it was sweet.
They gotta be lovers. No, you know.
What, you don't think they're lovers?
Yeah, so
the bear guy and the Indian guy raising a little girl together in an apartment in New York.
Yeah, he's a curry queen. He's a curry
queen. Curry queen?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, white guys like Asians, they're rice queens. Yeah, so.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they call themselves, yeah.
And we got introduced to three new characters. Well, actually four, we think.
Mm-hmm.
We got Midas guy. He can change stuff to gold.
Yeah.
Then we got the brother and sister Hispanic couple. Who apparently she can fry people's brains or something.
I think, no, it's like disease or something. And he's immune to it. I think that's what I think.
He's cute too.
He's good. He's cute too. Oh my god. Is that the reason why you're watching
That's
Heroes?
The only reason to watch.
So we're on the channel last night.
I'm excited about next week, so we'll see what happens. How about Journeyman? Did you see you watch more Journeyman?
No, I did not watch Journeyman, nor did I report.
No, you didn't like it? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Did you watch?
We watched part of it, but we didn't catch all.
Oh. I can really compare it to...
It's too much like Butterfly Effect for me. And I don't think it's going to last.
Really? It's pretty good. I liked it. It's like Quantum Leap.
what?
It felt like quantum leap.
Oh, really?
You know, but he pretty much, he has a goal, he has to do something, he has to correct things, so he kind of felt like quantum leap. So,
it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Soundtracks is in Georgetown, right? Allstate Street, the gate is
Oh, for any of you that were Dresden fans, send drumsticks to the Sci-Fi Channel in New York.
Fire station there.
They'll try to get the show brought back.
I like Dresden Files. It's a pretty good film. A pretty good TV show. I hope you guys excuse us, we're eating. That's pretty rude. Talking while eating. But I'm just having fun now. How many are we now? We're 11. We're missing one more.
Oh, it's nice to hear from Excalibur. I heard him call in on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Roy, if you're listening, hey.
Hey, Roy, we miss you.
Yeah. Should geek out in Heroes again. We kind of miss doing that.
Roy, we need to get you a voice distorter so you can call in and sound like Darth Vader and still be on the show.
I'm Roy. Hello. You can do that.
Maynard, I'm your father.
I'm your father.
I'm your baby's daddy.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think what else. Anything, back to the film festival, it was very good. I enjoyed the film festival this year. Next year I plan to have one of my own documentaries in there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Oh, really? What are you going to do?
I'm doing a documentary on two guys that I know that are both in their 80s.
Oh, okay.
And they were gay during World War II.
Oh,
so, and we've sat down and had numerous conversations about what it was like. And one of them was talking about cruising over at the Red Cross coffee place in the occupation of Japan. And I thought it was hilarious. I'm talking about picking up Marines. So I think I'm going to do a nice
short... They live in Houston.
So I think I'm going to do a nice short documentary on the two of them.
Okay. Oh, look forward to it. You should introduce me. We could chat or something. They live in Houston. They're lovers since for how many years?
15 years, I think.
They've been together for 15 years.
Because they were both had other partners, and both their other partners passed away,
And
they knew each other forever, and they just hooked up afterwards. So.
Okay.
So, and I think it'd also be interesting to do a documentary on Ralph Lasher. Who's been an Episcopal minister for. He's in his late 70s now, and he was kicked out of the church originally because he had a lover with him, and him and his lover were together for 45 years before his lover passed away.
Wow.
But the Episcopal Church kicked him out
because they knew
40 years ago. At first it was tolerated, then somebody complained and they kicked him out of the church.
Because of one complaint.
Oh, no, I haven't got the whole story, but I think it'd be a good story to talk about.
Yeah.
And I don't think there are too many relationships out there, gay relationships out there, last 40-something years, especially 45 years, I think it was. I think there's only a couple. So.
I don't know anyone who's had a lover or something like that longer than... 15 years or 20 years. Wait, well, hold on. Robert and Lloyd, they've been together for 20 years now. 22
years.
22 years, wow. That's awesome. Okay. I don't want to eat too much because you get too full. We're going to eat a lot of pasta and lots of when there's going to be dessert also. So.
Oh, I got my first hit on MySpace from somebody listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
Young Chaser from Portland. I want to say his name's Kevin. I might be wrong. We might have to edit this and retape it so I can give him a shout out correctly.
Okay.
But I think his name's Kevin. Because I got it the other day and I chatted with him a little bit, and then I got busy and we're at the film festival all weekend, so I didn't have a chance to go back and look at my MySpace.
I got a message from Danny from Los Angeles. She's got a MySpace too. And hey, Danny, shout out.
And the pictures that she had in her office before, I was like,
it's good to awesome. Exchanging emails. And then he found out about the podcast too, so it's awesome.
Tom has not been kind to you.
Send me your, you're a musician, so send me some of your MP3s, Danny.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There was a bunch of that going on this weekend in Austin.
Oh, it's going to be heavy editing I'm going to do here.
I know.
That's
okay.
And I was like, that looks really familiar.
Oh.
Oh, he's so-and-so.
Cheers. Sure. What's this about the sci-fi fantasy film?
He looks
awesome.
I don't know anything about it.
Where are you? He said one of your friends was telling me.
I think it was
this weekend.
Probably.
What's going on? You have a movie? They're filming?
No, they had a sci-fi fantasy film festival in Austin this weekend.
Not quite Dragon Con, but
Austin Con.
Longhorn Con?
I don't know. It was more movies. There weren't really any like meet and greet event type things that I could tell. Just movies.
Oh.
So,
you
know,
so I wish I could go to a Dragon Con.
No.
I can't, because it's Labor Day. I have to be in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah.
So,
what's the big one in Minneapolis?
Ourselves separate.
The yeah, there's one there too.
The big one in California, which is Comic Con, which just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one in Minneapolis. That's the big one that happens. And there's a big one in Atlanta now too, I think.
Her veins were poking out through the
thank you. She comes to visit sometimes.
Doesn't
need more tea.
Thank you.
Ooh.
What do we have now?
Finish it up, Patrick.
Oh, we're cleaning up, okay.
I'm
okay, appetizer is done.
That's what they
okay. Done with appetizers. Comes the big plates.
Do you like that salad?
Yes.
What's your
salt?
No.
No salt?
Okay.
What are you guys going to do after this?
Go home and watch all the shows I didn't watch recorded last night. Because all I got to watch was Ski Roads before I go to bed.
Oh, you just had to watch it, right?
I had to watch this. Well, I know because you'd been instant messaging me this morning. Oh my God, did you see this?
Yep.
So.
There's so many theories.
Yeah. Okay, who's the guy with the hood that pushed, what's his name, off the roof? George Takei off the roof.
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It can't be Siler. Could be somebody else, but he knows him. I don't think he's dead.
I don't think so either. I think it's what's his name, Petrelli.
You think it's Nathan Petrelli? Okay. Interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Next week we'll see with probably some more answers.
What would it do?
Actually, we're just here waiting for our food.
Yep.
And we get to that. We all get crazy.
Okay, guys. We're going to try for the first year to do some video podcast.
Okay. Next year? This year?
Next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
What we do.
So, y'all send us some ideas about what y'all want to see.
Yeah, just, yeah, probably just email us.
Some stuff you'd like for us to talk about, interview, if we can get some people.
Yeah, if you guys have any ideas or topics, and if you guys have people you want to meet.
We're working on Kevin Smith, you know, we're working.
Oh, I want to work on him, really.
I bet you
do. Looking forward to that. We'll see what happens. Okay.
The food's coming up, guys.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes?
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
With butter.
Oh, we need plates.
Everything goes better with butter.
Oh my God.
Paula Deen says so. We know she don't mind.
Okay. Mashed potatoes. Let's see how good it is. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not putting any butter though. I don't want any butter.
Well, let's get started with this chicken something bubble. Jumps in your mouth.
It's alive.
I like jumpy chicken.
Me too. I like it better when they jump into bed with you.
Chicken.
Chicken is finger licking good.
Finger licking.
Oh, Clay. Saturday night, you didn't miss anything.
Didn't.
I went to the strip show again at Tony's. I was totally ignored.
Did you sit in the table next to the booth?
No, too much elderly gentleman than myself had already occupied that spot. But
they had been there since 3 that afternoon.
Yeah. But I had a deflection shield walking around me that wouldn't go away. So I had to deal with them.
The deflection shield?
Yeah.
Who was the deflection?
She's part of the Royal Court of Houston, that's all I'm saying. And she wears a sash.
That could be pretty much anybody.
Cartier?
She's well known.
She's well known.
I don't know.
Did you see any action again in the...
No. I wasn't over there.
Linda.
So our large fettuccine Alfredo.
No.
Oh,
wow.
So I missed out.
That's my dish.
You didn't stomp him out like a cigarette butt?
What is this?
Chicken.
With ham. Paper berries.
It's like cordon bleu.
And butter.
And lemon.
Chicken ham, you can't go wrong.
I was thinking, for Halloween,
you
should wear something, very blue jacket or something like that, all over you, or paint yourself blue, so you'll be Blu-ray.
Actually, I think we're going to do a theme of like 300. But instead of 300, we're going to do 325 A.D. or B.C.
B.C.
So all the warriors have got big old guts, walking around.
Okay.
So.
This is where every time he wants to say something, you're talking to the
phone. It's just
we need to catch this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I got the microphone and the glasses built in.
Three twenty-five BC.
25 years after 300 was made.
Oh, they're all fat.
They're all old and fat. Yeah. All right. So everybody can fit in if you look at.
Where did the red cape and those helmets?
Loincloth. Think loincloth. Even though in the graphic novel they were all naked mostly.
We'll wait that day in history class.
And
what?
And let's say.
Are you dressing within his theme?
I did that last year.
The character is a stroke. Must have been driving to Dallas.
Oh no, I'll just take a 6-pack and glue it to my chest. Six-pack of Bud Light or 6-pack of Diet Coke or something.
Jose will be the Oracle. He'll be the Oracle.
Jose can be the Oracle. Oh, that's right. Jose can be the Oracle. You can be the Oracle.
At Delphi.
At Delphi.
You can be what?
Okay, ugly Betty.
No, that's for the ladies' fit.
Oh.
No, he wanted me to be ugly.
That's for the Louis skit.
Jerry's ugly Betty. See, look at those eyebrows. This is Valentina right here.
Oh, the other night there was a guy at the movie, and I looked at him and I said, oh, if he had a little bit better haircut, he'd look like a grown-up Harry Potter. And what was the admonishment I got for saying that?
I didn't know what you were talking about.
When I talked about the guy that I said, if he had a little different haircut, he'd look like a grown-up Harry Potter.
That's the rabbi.
That's the rabbi.
The rabbi looks like Harry Potter.
He really does.
Does he have a wand?
No. Oh, I bet it does.
Oh.
You know it's the cut version.
Oh. Expelliarmus.
One of the comedies called the schedule of racing the baby name for this.
Oh my god.
Hi, Dr. Boy. Here we go. Hey guys, this is the Dolce Pato.
Oh my god.
Well done with this. I got my professional trained birthday singer here to help me out.
I don't know who does his hair.
Yeah, who does your hair?
I don't brush my hair, that's how I do my hair.
Oh.
Alright. Professional singer,
What's going down?
This is Jerry.
How old are we turning today, Jerry?
33.
21. Sounds good.
Same age as Jesus when he died.
This is the last
birthday singers. This is Jerry. He's celebrating his 21st birthday.
Hey! What's so, up now? Let's get it. I'm ready.
Sorry.
Okay, so.
This guy. I'm ready. This guy. I love singing.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Love it.
Is it?
Not enough just yet. Need some more.
Okay.
Espresso.
On the count of three, we're all going to wish Jerry a warm bouquet.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday on the count of three.
I'm ready.
Okay. Two.
Three, two, one.
Happy birthday to you,
Jerry!
Happy birthday to you,
Jerry!
Happy birthday, dear Jerry! Happy birthday to you!
Thank you. And I think I'm missing the applause lights. One breath, can you do it? One breath.
Oh, baby, let's get on the cake. Let's get on the cake.
Come on,
Jerry.
All right, happy birthday, Jerry.
Thanks.
Oh.
All right, guys, enjoy your dessert.
Is that a flash or an X-ray?
There you go. All right.
Is this stuck? Is it part of the...
It's not supposed to open, Brainerd.
Oh.
How many Asian monkeys does it take to open a birthday card that's still together?
Oh, shit.
That was funny.
I got what I got there. Damn, Clark. Okay.
All right, Jerry, jump over to the restroom. Would y'all like to come over to the podcast in the restroom?
You want to record there?
I'd rather deal with the
bull
than the
steers.
They're crazy.
Cut them off. Usually the steer doesn't last that long, so you don't see them when they get that old.
No balls.
They usually go to beef.
Steer has no balls?
Yeah. So I do.
They're crushing
really?
Like
they They don't?
They cut them off.
That's why they, instead of going, moo, they go, moo.
So a steer's been castrated.
Yes.
Well, that's it. Hope you guys liked it. It's just really just us chatting at the table. So it's kind of weird. Just really free form. We're just really disorganized. But hey, we're just recording for fun. Okay, so if you guys have any comments, just email bearpodcast@gmail.com and visit the website www.bearpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear Podcast.